Welcome to the View Crew, everybody.
View Crew,
boo hoo. Okay. I hate watching things.
Referencing the depressed dog.
Oh, wow.
You know, kind of, we were talking about this beforehand because I think on the main feed, I might have called it The Many Adventures of Ronald McDonald, but right. Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald. That's Caldwell right. pointed out that it's The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
And then like, Jake pointed out, well, it's right to think that because McDonald steals everything.
Right. And then I was kind of like, because there's this dog named Sunday that looks like a white dog with chocolate spilled on him. And he's very Debbie Downer, very sad. It constantly cuts to him and it's like, wah, wah, as he just says something
very
sad.
Eeyore.
Yeah, and very Eeyore.
Oh, is that what they were trying to do with all the characters? Is kind of map them onto the Winnie the Pooh characters? Because each of those has kind of like a...
I don't think they were trying to do anything with these characters. If anything, like watching this...
They were trying to make us ill.
In doing the research for McDonald's Land, I thought I was going to be uncovering lore upon lore.
Yes.
This world is paper thin. This is not like Sonic the Hedgehog where people love their job and are creating like lore and story around everything.
Yes.
There is nothing.
There's no secret Echidna Island.
McDonald's Land. We know that Grimace is a Gemini and that's about all.
Wow, that's an interesting level of detail, though.
Birdie has nothing going on. We don't know any of their tastes or anything like that. And it really came through in the show.
Yeah, so this opens up. So we have to acknowledge, though, that it's like kind of classic Nickelodeon animation.
Yeah.
Animation looks great. Cool. And there's some seriously heavy hitters in the cast, like freaking Pamela Adlon's in there.
Yeah.
Playing like, a really cute, a McNugget, right?
Yeah.
The McNuggets were really cute, I thought.
I feel like it's like really a who's who of like animation from this era. They've got like all the voices, like basically anyone you heard on Rugrats or Ah, Real Monsters is up in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard Phil and Lil in there. For
No, all the voices were great.
Yeah.
And like there were good things. It just was like, why?
There were good things, but they were few and far between.
You're put off immediately because the beginning of it, actually, as it started to zoom in,
we
up
were
top,
so excited.
First off, it's a ripoff of Pee-wee. It's essentially like you see like the, it's not stop motion animation, but it does
it's
kind
like
of
a
look
miniature
like that.
It's
a miniature set as they pull up on it. And then it's Ronald waking up. And then there's like a Rube Goldberg-esque machine that wakes him up with an alarm, which I think is straight up from Pee-wee. Like, I think that
is how Pee-wee wakes up.
That's how Pee-wee wakes up. So there's that, but it's so jarring.
The saturation is so off-putting, too. It's like there's this weird, it's like, I don't know, it's surreal.
Well, we were also watching it on like a ripped version, and I'm pretty sure that they used like AI upscaling to like make sure that like the frame rate works, because everything was really
smooth. No, because the animation looked really normal.
So here's the problem with
I have motion
sickness goggles.
Motion sickness goggles that I wear in the car, and I had to wear this to watch the live action portion.
Well, because it kicks off, right? It kicks off and they do the Rube Goldberg machine, but instead of setting up an actual Rube Goldberg machine, which like obviously you're not gonna get it all in one take or whatever, but it's just like make four working parts and film all of those so that it actually looks cool. What they do is they just film super close-ups of each part of the Rube Goldberg machine and quick cut to each one of them
because you don't
really
want to
build it.
Yeah. Well, also, it looks like they shot it in a shipping container or something. It's so small.
Yeah.
And it's just like constantly spinning and cutting. And
it's
just like
I think it's like an unsteady
and
cam.
Fast forwarding. And then
it's a fumbling cam.
And then it's terrifying. The puppet that plays Sunday, Ronald McDonald's dog. Mm-hmm.
It is not a puppet. It is Vern Troyer.
Oh, right. Yes. Vern Troyer. Sorry. Yeah. I meant like the costume.
Minnie.
Yeah. 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 Right.
Minnie is wearing a dog's costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wearing a dog costume and.
But not doing the voice.
No.
Yeah.
This is pre Minnie Me, by the way. This is before Vern Troyer's.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? You're right. We watched this not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah. His star was yet to rise. He's going to have a sitcom in his
name. Yes.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Man.
Yeah, so there's just a dude in a costume, and so the movements and everything, it's just like, does not look dog-like at all. It's
very
just
jarring.
Like really scary and strange.
Well, they also, the costume, it's weird because like when they cut to the cartoon, they solve this problem, but the costume has extremely realistic human eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, are you talking about the dog?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dog's eyes are, I thought maybe it was a real person's eyes underneath. They're like a human blue.
And
there's something there's something sadness to
it. I think it also just looks like they made him out of paper mache.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Couldn't get a real puppet? Like, I just don't even get it.
So you look at a dog's eyes, and dogs don't get, like, bags under their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, this dog is that dog was tired. Sad.
Yeah.
It is really, they're just like, okay, we're going to rip off Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. Who do we take from Winnie the Pooh? Of course, Eeyore.
Yeah.
I think his mouth was placed too far back, too.
Right.
Like, a dog, usually their mouth is right up with their nose, but this dog's nose was like a human nose with, like, a dog nose at the end.
It looks like the original Ronald with a cup. Yeah. Just a nose cone.
There is a lot of like that, you know, dirt bag, you know, Ronald that pops out of your bedroom going on here. But also, I feel like he had the human lips from Grimace. So they really were like throwing everything at the wall.
And he's got his own music cue that's super sad. It's, again, it's like the Debbie Downer thing, but this is actually before Debbie Downer.
Whoa. So finally, McDonald's got it
from Sunday.
But finally.
It's very Eeyore. But it's funny to give Ronald McDonald just a sad dog sidekick, because it's literally like Ronald will just be like, so excited for a new day. I don't want to be around today. It's just like back and forth, always so sad.
People always try to rip off Eeyore and they fucking suck at it. Because like Eeyore is like hitting you with those zingers. Like he's always saying something that's sad, but it's very funny. And like everyone else. Oh yeah. Like
I haven't seen Eeyore in a while.
I don't have too much exposure to Winnie the Pooh.
Do you
have an example in your mind?
Let What's a great Eeyore zinger that you can just pull out of your back pocket
now? Classic one-liner. You regret it.
Okay. I think it'd be something like, it's my birthday today, not that anyone noticed. And that's not really a zinger, I don't think.
That kind of feels like a Sunday line, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and honestly, has reason to be sad.
Which is exactly right, because Sunday is someone trying to do Eeyore on the fly.
And hey, not that I give a shit about birthdays. I'm not being inconsistent. I'm saying in the Never Acre Woods.
100 Acre Woods.
What is it called?
100 Acre Woods.
Why am I calling it the Never Acre Woods?
You're thinking of Neverland.
Neverland, there you go. In the 100 Acre Woods, they would care about birthdays.
Yes.
Oh, big time, for sure.
But in the Never Acre Woods where I live.
Oh, that's what we'll call NADPOD land.
The Never Acre Woods.
Okay, but this could be, we can use this for like the campaign setting for the Dark Souls Bloodborne.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh. Halloween Town.
Oh, okay.
Everyone is Eeyore.
I do have to give credit to one thing. Ronald McDonald's bed, when the camera wasn't moving around psychotically in a way that I thought that I was drunk watching it, looked so comfortable. He had a hamburger bed.
Oh, yeah, the hamburger bed looked cool.
That was awesome.
The set design was cool. Like I said, it was when it opened and it was showing the miniature set, and I knew that it was like classic kind of Nickelodeon animation, that it was going to cut to that at some point. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it is not awesome.
Right. So it's like the set was good. The coverage was just really bad.
Yeah. I think they filmed like too much and they're like, we got to cut this down.
This thing is 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
This episode is 40 minutes long. Well, because they used to sell them as, they had to like kind of pad it because they sold like single episode tapes, I think.
It was a tape.
It was a tape that you got at McDonald's.
And I think they released it serially too. So it's like you'd be like, oh, there's another one out. Gotta go get that VHS.
Man, the cold open was like 10 minutes or something. Or it felt like an eternity.
Because then he's got a computer that he's getting video calls from each member of the gang.
He's on Zoom.
Saying that they're gonna go camping.
Yeah.
And so he gets a call.
It's so repetitive. He says the same exact thing to like three different calls.
I don't even know that I clocked anything. The entire intro live action just felt like someone was pile driving my vestibular system.
Yeah, so Ronald is on the computer. He gets a call.
He's getting beat up on an airplane.
Yeah.
He gets a call from a new original character.
Tika.
Mm-hmm. And Tika says that she wants to go camping. And he's like, great, we'll go on a camping trip. And then we show a call with Birdie, who, let's face it, has gotten work done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Birdie looks extremely
unhealthy. Yeah, we were saying that maybe she got, like, people get these facelifts where they get, I think, I don't know if they're sewed into their heads. Or they get strings attached to their, I think it's called like a ponytail facelift or something.
Okay.
They get strings attached to them somehow, and then they pull it back.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
She looked like she got that.
So she got a ponytail facelift.
She's on the bird talks.
We get Grimace, who is a coward. Let's face it.
Grimace, they've given him sort of like a orange skin texture. He's purple still, but there's like a porous texture to Grimace that I do not like.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want to hug him.
He's not
soft and fuzzy.
He's
also
clammy.
They're like they've really tried to make him like Ronald's sidekick, but I think that they do a disservice to Grimace by trying to make Ronald look like such a hero.
Yeah.
So they're Ronald, just like, make him such a coward. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, Ronald's such a good friend.
Ronald's not like fun in this. He's kind of just a really good friend. He's the grown up.
Yeah. He's like the responsible clown. It's a joke that he's wearing a clown makeup to begin with.
He's just a weird guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that organizes the group chat.
He's actually not that weird. He's just a really responsible, solid dude.
Yeah, he's got a car. Well, it's just weird that he's wearing the clown makeup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only inconsistency. Red flag, yeah.
Like, think of your friend who sends out, like, the Google thing that's like, when can everyone get together?
Yeah.
That's Ronald.
Like, oh, we're going to dinner. Here's the potluck. This is what everybody's going to bring.
You can all ride in my car. It has 1,200 seats.
Yeah.
Love his car. I did love his car.
Yeah. And then he also
Grand Wagoneer.
He talks to the Hamburglar. Mm-hmm. On the phone, and the Hamburglar has an awful voice.
It's like, you know what I think? It's Ickes's voice from I, Rue Monster.
Oh. He looks like
he gets the voices like this.
He looks like Chucky from Rugrats.
Yes,
he does look like Chucky from Rugrats.
Yeah, like grown
Finster
up Chucky
coated.
Yeah.
And so he's just, instead of just being a general Hamburglar, he's just a general shit that they for some reason invite, even though he's always trying to scare everyone.
Yeah, and he's got like sunglasses on, but you can still see his pupils through them, but his pupils are blue. It is just a really off-putting look.
Ooh. Yeah. And but, I will say Ickes from All Real Monsters didn't annoy me. Specifically this kid.
I think the character, like a lot of the characters are written to be like, okay, they're funny because they're annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I think that it wasn't his voice as much as his choices.
I guess he's like the, if we're mapping, he's the Tigger, and then Grimace would be the Piglet.
Uh-huh. Certainly, yeah.
So they're all there. Again, like McDonald's cannot make anything original to save their ass.
Damn.
So then they get into a car, and the car is also kind of a sad sack.
Oh, I like the car.
I like the car.
Well, the car never speaks. Complaining. No, the car speaks the first time.
No, you're right. Oh, yeah, the car says
that he doesn't want everyone to ride in him because it's going to be too heavy or something.
Yeah. Just everyone is a fucking sad sack in the show.
Yeah.
And it during all of this, it's constantly talking to Sunday, just being like, I don't want to go camping.
Yeah, right. Sunday doesn't want to go. And Grimace also doesn't want to go because Grimace is scared.
Yeah. It's. I mean, like, is Ronald just forcing all of them to do this?
He's dragging everyone to go because Tika wants to go.
I just feel like it would be really earned if Ronald, like, had a breakdown and was like, I can't do this.
I mean, I almost said I can't do this when they were singing that first song.
Oh, the songs.
So they were singing
about...
The
first song was terrible.
I don't even know if you can call them songs. They're weird little chants.
It was so, like...
It's so weird to hear music production. Production, but they like put some effort into music production and then just repeat the same lyrics over and over again with zero heightening.
There's nothing like the great outdoors, and the far-flung forest is the best, of course. If you want to get close to the greenery, then camping in the wild is the place to be.
There's flowers
and squirrels
and fish and frogs.
But in a bad musical, what they'll do is they'll have a song where the person describes like what they want and it's like, you know, listing their motivations and stuff. That's bad. You shouldn't do that. What you need to do is just have a song that is describing exactly what is happening moment to moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And that's what they do in this. Camping in this forest because that is the place to be.
Yeah.
It's sweaty. It's giving real, like, the studio said, you need to give us 5 songs in this episode. and they just did it. I had mentioned before that I couldn't get through whatever Pinocchio movie came out like a couple years ago.
The Del Toro one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That one where I was just like, cool, like a weird Pinocchio movie. And then there were songs in it that were just like, my boy, my special boy.
I really need people to warn me when something's going to be a musical.
Yeah.
Because I need to go in with that.
You have to like have the songs first, make the songs good, and then decide you're going
to
make a
musical. Yeah, it didn't have to be a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was shoehorned in, it seemed.
Yeah, so they're going through in the car.
Once they got to the haunted...
The spooky song?
The spooky song's cool. Like the background music was just working.
It was giving Creepin' from Bluster Dog.
It was giving Creepin' from Bluster Dog.
No, it's better than Creepin'.
I think
Bluster was better than...
Oh, yeah.
Bluster blows him out of the water.
Bluster was better.
Bluster was better.
Not
a conversation, man. When they're going through the haunted house.
I'm cutting his mic.
Yeah.
Unplug it, dude.
So they're in the car. They're doing sort of almost like a Partridge in a Pear Tree type song where they're like listing things that they see.
Yeah.
So that's squirrels. Why they're repeating
it. No. But they never... Partridge in a Pear Tree lists more things.
Yes, definitely. Right. They only get through like 5 things and they keep going through and repeating it. And at the end of every thing, Sunday goes, are we there yet?
Yeah. And I was like, by the third time he said it, I was wondering, like,
I was like, I'm depressed.
Can you be there?
I'm depressed too. Sometimes.
Yeah. Although it was, do not sing it again. And I think they sing it five times.
It was cathartic watching everyone scream no at Sunday. Cause like in my head, yeah, I was also screaming no every time
I
want to
scream at that dog.
Yeah. I mean, Ronald definitely has taken Sunday aside and be like, you got to fucking shape up.
I wonder if they edited out like the Ronald, Sunday, Grinch, and his dog sort of relationship.
Oh, yeah. The Max. Right. Max, Sunday and Max.
Yeah.
So then they get to the woods and we see a little camera poking out of the tree.
And that's suspicious.
Spoiler for later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or not spoiler, foreshadowing for
foreshadowing,
later.
Foreshadowing.
Rather. And as they're going, the Hamburglar is talking about the phantom of these woods. The
Farfangled Woods, I believe.
The Farfangled Woods.
Farfangled Woods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is like first time.
No, Farflung. Farflung,
you're right. Yeah. Farfangled
Woods. Actually, I think Farfangled is better.
Much better.
Yeah.
Just like the Neveracre Woods is better.
Well, I did take 3 weeks to come up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was worth it.
I pitched in the room.
That's more time than I think McDonald's thought about any of these characters.
It is true that Farflung Woods is like the first time we're getting like lore or like kind of like the map is being built out for McDonald's land.
Yes. I think that this series did build out a little bit of lore for McDonald's, mainly for Grimace.
Yeah.
But as I was working on my document, I was like, I don't think I can include this lore because it's so intense.
Yes.
It was like a brutal hike that they're on because at one point they stop and they're like, no stopping now. 3 hours until we make
camp. 3 hours to go.
Not with a bunch of monsters and children.
Yeah.
Ronald. I'm not the most outdoorsy person, but I would think that like a 4 hour hike to make camp would be like a little extreme.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad.
For a huge group of people.
Especially for two people that didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And Ronald had found out about it that morning. Yeah. You don't backpacking trips you prep for weeks for.
Then the people they didn't have a video call with, but we see join them at the camping trip are the McNuggets.
McNuggets.
Three of them.
Because they're always
the fry guys. They're damn cute.
Yeah.
They're cute, dude.
They're cute, but they're a full downgrade from like the McNuggets friends that you see in the classic McDonald's.
Well, they look like, they look like chicken nuggets, but they look like little chickens.
So, right.
Which is pretty damn
cute. But I think you can't, you just draw too much attention to the fact that they were a chicken once by doing this.
Well, did you guys know that one of the reasons, like part of like the McDonald's backlash in the early 2000s was that someone found a full chicken head in their chicken nuggets. It was like breaded and fried, but it was very distinctly like you can see the beak, you can see the little crest.
No. I'm sorry, you got to catch that if you're serving McNuggets. You got to catch that.
So maybe this was supposed to be a nod to that.
Right. It could have been introduced.
You want to remember it.
You know, there's like a manager somewhere that like when that happened or just like a PR person just being like, who served that?
I got
who
out of pulled town.
It. Who pulled it out of the basket?
This is why you got to introduce a new character because McDonald's is like they're struggling with their characters right now. And I feel like you got to introduce a new character that's like, I'm the McNugget taster. I taste every McNugget.
Nugget licker.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, you tasted my McNugget before I ate it?
I licked it to make sure there's no chicken parts in
there.
Okay.
You're clean or what?
I'm the slurry spitter. I chew up all of the chicken and spit it into your nuggets.
I think we could bring back the mad scientist. And he's like, oh, I've run experiments on all your nuggets.
They do experiment on the chickens for sure.
Yeah. It's not whatever is going into those chicken nuggets is it's not good.
But this is a huge crew that's on this camp.
Yeah. Honestly, you should be less concerned if you find a chicken head in your McNuggets.
Right. Because then you know that
means
chicken.
It's chicken instead chicken. Of just like whatever like pink slurry that it actually is. But yeah, ton of people on this freaking camping trip. No one wants to be there except vaguely Ronald and Tika.
I think that the McNuggets were kind of on board.
Yeah. The Fry Guys are there as well. I don't know what they are called in their current iteration.
I think they were called in the very beginning, they were called the Goblins, like the G-O-B-B-L-I-N-S.
Great name.
And then they became the Fry Kids and then they were the Fry Guys. But then I think they like made it like...
more complicated.
I think it's like the fry. Maybe it went back to the fry kids.
Yeah, so they could have fry girls in there.
There you go. Yeah, fry kids is good.
I want to be one of the guys.
I don't know why you just call them the goblins. That's such a good name, and it explains what they do.
Why they did that. Mm-hmm.
Because in the initial commercial that we watched early, we didn't watch this one, but I watched this one on my own time, and I will be billing you for it, is that the goblins are like these little kind of, you know, pom-pom looking creatures, and they go around trying to steal the French fries.
Yeah.
And they're one of the many creatures in McDonald's land that Ronald has to defend against.
Yeah, yeah.
That does seem to be his main job, as he is like, you know, the sworn defender of McDonald's land.
Yeah,
making sure nobody eats.
Shit, you're right. Ronald McDonald's a ranger.
Yeah, dude.
He's very
especially Aragorn. Because in this, mm-hmm. he's like hiking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's like, he has like an insatiable appetite for the outdoors, whereas everyone else is flagging.
That's mm-hmm. right.
They also like stop at one point for like a snack. There is no McDonald's in this show.
Yeah.
Surprising actually, restraint.
What, yeah, I was right. going
to
say.
To not just be like, let's all sit down and have a delicious hamburger.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that was going to happen constantly.
Yeah, yeah
right.
But I guess they've already got you. They had you at McDonald's buying videotapes.
I wonder too that the first one is like, we're going on a 4-hour hike. I would think that even someone who loves McDonald's would be like, I'm not eating McDonald's in the middle of that. I'm not hiking for 2 hours after I ate McDonald's.
I think this was the beginning of like the backlash against like the Happy Meal where like they were like, kids should not be eating this.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were like, we'll show Ronald going on a nice hike. That's, right, that's an activity you can do. Yeah. So I think it was like sort of like, and like every time you see like the chicken McNuggets, they're like eating grapes or like a banana or something like that. There's a lot of like healthy eating going on.
Interesting.
They should have shown Grimace having violent diarrhea. A double quarter
my
pounder.
My stomach hurts, Ronald. Yeah.
I mean, the embodiment of a milkshake.
I had a regular meal. I just feel like I need to shit myself.
Ronald, I'm scared because I had a bad tomato.
So they stop for a little break and then they keep going and then they sing a song about setting up camp.
Pitching tents and gathering wood.
Time to work, no time for food.
Time to set up camp.
Yeah,
that's a bad
one. That one was forgettable.
It's a dud, for sure.
Yeah, it's an absolute dud.
I do like that they all have a different little tent. It's a, you know, showing a little bit of their personality.
Yeah, I did like that.
That was fun.
I did like that.
That was
Birdie had a birdhouse.
Yeah.
Birdie had a birdhouse.
Obviously, Ronald was sleeping in the Golden Arches himself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And he takes McDonald's wherever he goes.
Grimace has a tent that's a little too small.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a little too small, right?
Yeah.
Should have had a Grimace bouncing bench.
It was snug.
Oh, that's fun.
He should have slept in the bones of his ancestors. Yeah. Right.
So then it starts raining out.
Right. Even though they looked at the forecast and they said it wasn't supposed to rain.
Yeah. Yes. Or actually, no, wait. Don't Tika and Ronald go out on like a little hike? Right?
Yeah, they
and
go.
And then they see an abandoned house.
That's right.
Like up on a hill.
No, it's not Tegan and Ronald. I think it's Ronald and Sunday. There's literally a moment where like Ronald's like, let's go for a walk, Sunday.
Yeah, and he leaves everybody alone in the clearing with the campfire where they're telling scary stories.
Oh, yeah. And Hamburglar's trying to freak everyone out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Sunday is clearly like about to lose it. Like he's just like, he's bringing everyone down.
Yeah.
And Ronald's like, I've got to solve this.
Right.
Yeah,
and then, Sunday needs a reset.
So Sunday and Ronald go on this hike. They see this abandoned house that looks a little spooky. And then they go back and Hamburglar is terrorizing everyone at the camp.
He
set up a ghost that is making everyone scared. Grimace is hiding in his tent that's way too small and he's shivering because he's a coward.
Yeah.
And then Ronald gets Grimace to face his fears. And together they pull down on the rope and yank the dastardly Hamburglar out of the bush that he's hiding in.
He falls down.
Breaks
his neck.
As he should. The kid's a shit.
They bury a hole, dig him, and then kind of move. There's a song about burying the hammer.
Yeah. Where they bury what they're doing. Burying our friend.
Yeah.
6 foot down. Don't you frown. We've got to bury our friend.
No body, no conviction.
Nice, I'm still alive.
Hit him in the head with a shovel again.
And then it starts
sell on us.
And then it starts raining. And then they have to run to the spooky house that Sunday and Ronald saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the best song.
I was gonna say this picks up
of the show.
Me
here. Because then they get in and then there's no one there. Although the first line is really bad because Ronald is like, who would live here? What family?
What kind of place can this be? Who could live in here? What family?
Oh yeah, no.
Who would live in a place like this?
The lyrics are still abysmal.
Yeah,
but the music
the beat is
was
so
is good.
It's wild and scary. The walls are hairy.
Yeah, and it's very, everyone is like only singing a little bit. It's kind of like spoken word over like a spooky beat.
Yeah.
At a montage of them going around this haunted house.
Compared to the other songs, it's a bang.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
Because the music is good. And again, it's they're not super singing.
Right.
And then Ronald, Ronald, to kick it off, it's really bad because he says, who would live here? What family? So it doesn't rhyme. And then also you're like, why does it have to be a family that
lives here? Well, because Ronald is always thinking about families and their welfare and their well-being.
Right, but he just lives along with his dog.
Kids.
Right. He lives along with his dog and he hangs out with a bird and a mean teenager.
Can we talk about the Hamburglar's fit for a second here?
Sure.
Because they've given him, he's got the same hat, that sort of like wide-brimmed Lone Ranger hat. He's got, instead of a mask, he's got the sunglasses. He's wearing like a, you know, a prisoner shirt, like the classic black stripe.
Stripes,
But then he's got like a cool jacket with the arches on the back and then like shorts. And he
he's rad 90s.
He's so rad 90s, but he's trying rad 90s, but it like looks more like guy who's too into anime at your college.
I do feel like they've experimented the most with Hamburglar's look.
Yeah.
They've experimented a little bit with Grimace, but Birdie's experimenting on her own.
Yeah,
I still got, I got to do another one of these. Fuck.
Birdie is 79.
Yeah.
The one thing we learned about Birdie is like they've gotten rid of the early bird angle, and now I think it's that she likes to travel.
She's kind of posh.
Yeah.
She talked about going to Paris.
It was very it was Miss Piggy.
At one point, just like,
there's
was
one,
like,
there's one type of woman, and it's Miss Piggy.
Is that Miss Piggy? It's even like she like referenced a salad fork at one point, and I was like, am I supposed to think you're rich?
Maybe they're talking about like the international McDonald's. Like, we're opening in Paris. We're opening in Europe. And Birdie is that cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I mean, Birdie, you can see her at the Met Gala for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At least she's trying to get an invite with that facelift.
And like with that beak, she kind of talks like people who've had work done. Where it's just like your mouth isn't fully opening all the way.
Yeah.
So then they're going through and they start getting picked off one by one by the haunted house.
Yes. Right.
The Fry guys get picked off first.
Have we abandoned the Phantom at this point? Because the Phantom was in the
Phantom
woods.
Is just gone, right?
Yeah.
The Phantom, was the Phantom?
They were scared of the Phantom in the woods. That was like why they originally didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And then I guess that's like the ghost that...
Yeah, that's the Hamburglar. Yeah. That arc is finished as soon as the Hamburglar gets caught.
It's just, it's so sloppy with this, like there's double haunted things, but one is the Phantom and the other is a random house.
Okay, but maybe what they were doing with the Phantom was building like the first part of Grimace's story to pay it off in the second part. Mm-hmm. Though they didn't even. He still was just scared again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, then Ronald was the one who saved the day.
There's kind of a beautiful stream of consciousness vibe to this piece. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where it's constantly moving and flowing. Like in the same way that human fears are irrational, we're finding things to be afraid of. And the only comfort in this world is those golden arches.
And they're just finding things for the characters to do willy-nilly and just pulling lyrics out of their ass.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys think that the voice actors knew they were going to have to sing songs when they went into
it? It seems like they were surprised.
Yeah. They really did. There were a couple of voice actors that I was like, I mean, just try. You just got to try.
Poor Tika. I think he's a child actor. So I'm not going to be too hard on Tika. But
Tika maybe had the only good voice.
There is a lot of talk singing on display.
So they're getting picked off. Mm-hmm. So we lose the Fry guys. Rest in peace.
Right.
Rest in piss, actually, because they steal fries.
Doesn't Hamburger Hamburglar kind of kill them by
Hamburglar kind of kills the chicken McNuggets.
Oh, okay,
because later then he finds a lever and he just has to touch it because he's a little fucking shit.
Yeah.
So he like pulls a lever and then a bookcase swings around and sends the McNuggets into the wall. And then Ronald's like, "Don't touch anything," because he's a responsible clown.
Right.
And then the Hamburglar does it again, and then it puts them in a mirror maze.
He doesn't do a single clowny thing.
That
if
is
you
not
want
true.
Him to be serious, you could at least have a make a balloon animal.
Well, he does at the beginning. He has an invention. He has a flashlight tent, which he has made.
Yeah,
so that's clown adjacent.
And he also, when they're getting, we forgot to mention, they get chased by a bear briefly.
Hang on, everyone was apologizing to me.
I take the tiny out. Shit, Caldwell, you're so much smarter than me. You're better at what you do.
Why does this feel bad?
we did. They do get chased by a bear. There's also one part that Sunday is chasing a squirrel, and then the squirrel jumps into a bush, and then the squirrel's dad, I guess, is just this jacked squirrel in like army fatigues jumps out of the bush.
It was really, I thought that was funny. It was kind of like the whole like, oh, you see a cute bear cub and then you see the huge bear, except it was a squirrel and it was a huge jacked squirrel.
I think this
and
is,
I was
like
this is pretty funny, but then that was it.
I think this is like the one Klasky Supo moment where they're like, they were allowed to make a decision.
Yeah.
And they went for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I forgot to say the reason the guys are getting picked off is because they find out that they're basically in like a haunted house, like challenge, like this giant
an escape room
face
really.
Yeah, it's an escape room.
I think this
face says that you have
rooms.
To like this face shows up, kind of looks like Hades from the animated Hercules movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And is just saying that he has to like, they have to beat the challenge to get through all of the rooms or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then so they go through like a mirror maze. After the mirror maze,
there's another song during the mirror thing.
Oh yeah.
Well, it was because
Ronald has like
though,
a advice.
Beat.
Oh yeah, spooky beat, which was good. And then Ronald, responsible Ronald,
so
says you can get through. He's like, my uncle has a maze in his car.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Did anyone else lore. Think that was kind of an interesting? I'd never thought of that.
I sat up.
Yeah,
a
we thought
bit.
Only Grimace had a family.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I thought it was interesting that he said that his uncle's tactic for getting through the maze, because his uncle has a maze, is to put your left hand on like the hedge or whatever, and then keep going, but never remove your hand from the left.
It's like you might take a long time, but you'll go through the whole maze, which is pretty interesting.
Right.
If that's true.
If that's true.
Because we've got 40 minutes to fill, so take all the time you need.
This is just encouraging kids to touch the mirror at mirror mazes, which like that's just going to smudge them up.
Or touch the glass in the McDonald's, which don't do that because somebody has to clean that.
Come on.
And your hands are so smudgy from all of the French fry grease.
Yeah. Or there could be a loose razor blade somewhere.
Yes.
From the 80s.
They're still in there. They couldn't clear them all out. See, this is my big problem, though, is like, I feel like that is another opportunity where it's just like, oh, we've got Ronald pulls some French fries out of his pocket and says, we can use the French fry grease to trace our path. Like, they should be utilizing.
We can use all the grease from our unhealthy products.
Instead, we just see a McNugget eat another apple.
Do you guys think that the big pockets on Ronald's like jumpsuit, are they there because they have, like, he's just got like loose like filet fish is in there?
I think that he can, as we established in the first McDonald's commercial, the first Ronald McDonald commercial, I think he can like divine burgers in existence.
Whoa. So he kind of has like a jacket of everything. Like, where you can like reach in.
He's always well supplied.
So he's a ranger with one of those like jackets of everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And he's got a companion, a familiar.
That's
right.
The worst familiar of all time. Yeah. I don't want to be a familiar. I'm familiar with staying home.
You take 1d6 psychic damage from how annoying your familiar is. Sunday, I was like waiting for Sunday's big moment. And I feel like he does get something at
Grimace
the end.
Gets a big moment. Yeah. Sunday
gets one at the very, very end.
At the end is like being nice to Ronald.
Yeah, there's an end cap. Because like the whole thing starts with Sunday watching like a scary movie on TV.
Yeah.
In the real world, in the live action.
And Ronald, the responsible clown that he is like, Sunday, are you sure you want to be watching this? You'll have nightmares.
Yeah. It's so funny that they pitched Ronald as a responsible clown.
Yeah. It's like,
kids love clowns when they're responsible.
Yeah.
People want to see Bugs Bunny pick up trash.
Yeah. Ronald is a Bugs Bunny that could watch your kids.
That's why you should leave them at the play place.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
You absolutely can.
Oh, that is a good point. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's that statue of Ronald, but it's real. Like, Ronald is in there, and he could come to life at any moment. And he's watching your kids. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's already met them.
Met all the kids.
He likes everything that boys and girls like.
And he's got an uncle with a hedge maze.
Why are you so afraid?
I love hamburgers and bringing my kid friends to my uncle's hedge maze.
Can I take them camping 4 hours in the woods or not?
I've got an invisible car.
Uh-huh. Like, do you think, did Ronald call Tika's parents separately? Like, what's going on here?
Tika called Ronald.
Yeah, Tika did call Ronald.
True.
Tika's got Zoom.
Yeah. Okay. What's that early technology? Because they do video calls.
Yeah.
And I was like, were they imagining a future or did that exist already?
It's Ronald McDonald technology, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he has like a wacky laboratory.
Okay, but if you think about it, McDonald's was forecasting the future.
They created Zoom.
They knew we were all going to be living in a Zoom nightmare.
They knew the pandemic.
They knew the pandemic.
I'm Holy feeling a little shit. Sick, Ronald. I don't know if I should go on this camp out.
They should have told us.
I don't want to get vaccinated. Sunday.
I don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with getting a little needle prick every once in a while. That's Birdie's voice, by the way.
Okay. That's good.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday is upset about having to go to Home Depot with a mask on. They wouldn't even let me in the building.
The whole thing's a hoax, Ronald.
Anti-vax Sunday. Welcome to the Nightmare Verse.
Anti-vax Sunday. Yeah.
It is. I mean, we talked about this with Goku, where it's just like Goku is too pure to be in the Nightmare Verse.
Yeah.
Same with Ronald. Like, right. he's too much of a responsible clown. But like Sunday, absolutely
Sunday, get him in there. Welcome. Get in. Anti-vax Sunday.
He's awful. Like, literally, it was the so amount. Unpleasant. He just like cut the legs out of every single moment. It would just and the music changed for him every single time. Just the Debbie Downer
step down.
It's just like, I mean, it makes sense at the end when they're like slowly taking the characters away. They clearly like realized as they were making this thing, it's just like, this is too many characters.
Yeah.
There's too many people. Nobody's adding anything, and there's just like way too many of them.
Yeah.
Like the Chicken McNugget kids were great. I feel like they were sassy. They were fun. They had little like colored boots that were cute.
Yeah.
I could like see a whole series just around them.
I'm sorry. We didn't need the Fry Guys.
Yeah.
We just didn't need them.
I kept expecting while doing my research to like the Fry Guys.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I mean, it's like everything else in McDonald's land. It's all just like, it's a paper thin facade.
Sure. Yes. So I'm kind of thinking here, I'm like, why did they create Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of like, okay, it's because it's in Ronald's house and they want Ronald to have like a friend there.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the 90s? So they're like, we can't have it be Grimace because then people think they're gay.
Whoa.
We can't let anyone think Ronald is gay.
Right, but they could have put Grimace in like one of those dog cages, like people who keep dogs.
I could imagine Ronald having a pet Grimace.
It doesn't have to be a crate.
I'm thinking of visuals that would communicate. Oh, they're not lovers. He's his pet.
Right. Well, they could have just said that. They could have just been
good morning, my pet, and not my lover.
That doesn't sound like they're lovers at all.
They're sharing a bed, but Grimace is sleeping at the foot of the bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thanks for feeding me, Ronald, but not in a sexual way.
And he wouldn't have lips, so
right. Yes.
Not assuming anything.
Should I put my collar on?
Right, now it's getting sexual again.
I'd really like to put my collar on.
Take me out to piss.
I love wearing my collar.
Walk me, Ronald.
I think we solved it. I think this is perfect.
Yeah, this is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I think we say it's the pet and we let people project whatever they want onto it.
Exactly. But like that's, I really like it when like companies have to have these like strict, you know, like Bibles for their characters where it's just like, Grimace is the pet. He has never slept with Ronald. That's what it says in there. It's just like, it has to.
I wish we could get, remember how we saw the Bible for Street Sharks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish we could see the Bible for this.
You know, that's
because I guarantee anytime that there's like a corporation, or like anytime like it's a company and this is actually technically advertising, they're so weird about stuff.
They're so buttoned up.
You would always get like, I remember with like College Humor back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get like a sheet that would be like, I don't know, it'd be like, King Cool Guy is fresh and rude, but never mean.
Just like the brand guidelines.
Here are brands King Cool Guy cannot talk about. Barnes and Noble, Gatorade.
King Cool Guy hates Gatorade, but don't mention that.
King Cool Guy cannot say nutritional or healthy.
He has a healthy lifestyle, but he does not say anything about the nutritional aspect of our burgers.
Balanced diet.
Yeah. Please do not mention any of the pending lawsuits against King Cool Guy.
While King Cool Guy does have plenty of charm to spare, he would never proposition a woman.
King Cool Guy is straight, but he would never kiss a girl.
King Cool Guy can only be filmed from the waist up.
King Cool Guy is only friends with dudes. And they're only not, friends.
They are not his dogs.
So they all...
Anyway, it was advertising a Adderall company, strangely enough.
Yeah. we get to our kind of ending here. Mm-hmm. They get into a dark room. They face the giant Hades head.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks them riddles. And every time you get a riddle wrong, you get like sent away to the...
You get banished to hell.
You get banished to hell if you fuck up. So Birdie and Hamburglar get sent away.
They get their riddles
wrong. Blessing.
Yeah,
it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And Grimace.
Every time they get whisked away, too, they say, hell is real?
Yeah.
But they kind of cut it off a little bit.
They say hell
the
is
end.
Real. They start to say, I've sinned. They
let me confess.
Yeah, Hamburglar tries to confess for all his sins, but it's too late. It's too he late. Dies and he goes to hell.
And hell is real in McDonald's land.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is an underworld.
Rabble, rab hell.
I wish I came across that.
Yeah.
I really kind of thought I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought at least they would have floated like, this is what heaven is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but it's I guess like, McDonald's land is heaven.
It's supposed to be heaven. Right. It's the happy place.
That is heaven.
Which does imply that there is a sad place without flavor. So they're like, and I feel like they could have like got a whole like subterranean adventure down there.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. To bring flavor.
Yeah. Or yeah. Like, you know, it's like some like the saltless mines or yeah. something like that. There's no flavor there. It's just like lumps of, you know, like flavorless goo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So then everybody fails the riddles except Ronald and Grimace is still around. Grimace is still around. Sunday and Tika are still around
right.
too?
Grimace
no,
actually,
Tika gets
Tika gets
banished.
No,
yeah,
Sunday
hell.
Doesn't get banished because we would have remembered.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We would
have cheered.
Oh, now I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
It's Grimace and Ronald left, and Grimace begs Ronald, let me do my riddle first because I don't want to be alone if you get sucked away.
Oh.
but then he doesn't. Ronald just
yeah,
does it.
Ronald his. Steps
Ronald
up.
Steps up.
Because Ronald knows he's going to get it right.
Yeah, and yeah. So the riddle is something like, what can two people share but can't be bought? And it's just, obviously,
it's
the,
like you
the
can't
answer's
have
friendship.
It alone, yeah. but you can share it with someone
I
else.
Thought the answer was going to be a McDonald's sundae.
Oh.
And that was going to be when he's just like, he like looks
can't
at Sunday.
Yeah. Can't be bought.
It's a free Sunday on your birthday.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. It's actually better than
So the answer
I
is friendship.
I thought it was gonna be love. But mm-hmm. again, they probably wouldn't go there with
yeah,
Ronald.
Yeah, love with him and Grimace. Grimace.
No.
Yeah, they're cowards.
Not in the 90s.
Yeah. Not in the 90s.
Was there ever a, because I feel like cartoons love to have like a like female equivalent character. Was there ever like a like Ronald McDonald girlfriend?
Not that I personally came across, but there are just like decades of commercials. They,
yeah.
I feel like though,
we would know.
I feel like I would have seen a horrific image.
If anyone knew that Ronald McDonald had a girlfriend, it would be us.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Just saying that in like a street tough voice. Yeah. Hey, listen, buddy.
It'd be us.
It'd be us.
So we
seen you snooping around here looking for Ronald McDonald's wife.
So he said friendship, and then the giant head that is quizzing them gets mad, and he doesn't know what to do because they solved the riddle.
It's kind of a funny moment where he's like, I gotta go think of something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Sunday sniffs around and finds a wire.
Yeah.
And then they find out it's a wire to a camera. They've been watched this whole time. They just open the door.
My favorite cartoon thing where like they show like an establishing shot of this big void room that they're in, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, wait a minute, there's a camera right here.
Yeah.
And they just pan a little bit to the right.
So they follow the camera wire and get into a room where we find out that this whole thing was an inside job. Tika is there with this kid who I guess his dad owns the mansion that he does experiments in, so
right.
his kid wanted to scare everyone.
But his dad does experiments with like VR and like holograms in this abandoned mansion in the woods.
So he specifically was like, I can't believe you've been doing this. I only use this for good. And we're like, how?
Yeah, and
good?
When the professor shows up, we're like supposed to know this character for some reason. I forget the exact name, but Ronald goes, Oh, the famous Professor Quizzical or something like that.
I think it was right. Quizzical.
Yeah.
I think that, but that's why I think that they were trying to, now I'm realizing they were probably trying to reference the original professor.
Oh, they're bringing him back around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that got retired in 85.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's reborn.
Yeah. Okay. I'm seeing, there's a kid, Franklin Quizzical.
Franklin.
Who is the son of
the little shit
of Dr. Quizzical.
Which
Franklin does kind of feel like a little shit. Name,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, I wonder.
It seems fancy, but then if I hear Franklin, I'm like, what did he get into?
Yeah, he's Franklin.
Yeah, so Franklin, Dr. Quizzical's son, has taken over his lab and wants to scare people, and Tika set them up that they could have a fun, scared adventure, and then Tika apologizes, and Ronald's just like, that's okay. And I feel like he could have been like, hey,
you
that's fucked
you
up.
Killed my friends.
Grimace is so scared. Oh, right, everyone does show up at the end. Like, they didn't get actually
they
sent to hell.
Get
yeah.
Right.
Sorry, spoilers.
Yeah.
It is kind of
like
weird.
Spoilers for the founder.
This is like escape room and entrapment, right? Like if your friend was like, come to this bar with me and didn't tell you it was an escape room and tried to like spring it on you,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. And film the entire thing.
And film. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't like that part. Yeah.
No.
What kind of just like pleasure are you getting out of this?
Franklin is just like way too close to Hamburglar, right? Like they're just like, as far as character archetypes. Yeah,
right. Like it should have just been the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Why didn't the Hamburglar
The Hamburglar is that's like your built in bad guy. I guess he's like a red herring. A red hamburger.
Well, there's like so many red herrings.
Yeah, we already had this Jack Squirrel.
I'm trying to inject credit where it's not due.
Also, it's worth noting that the car never talks again. Like the car,
the car talks
one thing,
wants to say like one negative thing.
The car should rescue them by driving into Franklin Criswell.
Because it's like this guy, the professor is saying like, oh, I only use this for good. It's like, I don't know. You've got a VR torture chamber in your house, man.
Yeah, and it's also like straight up covered in cobwebs and stuff. Yeah, not taking care of your home.
It looks like you're spying on an Airbnb.
Yeah, there's cameras in the woods. He's watching people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's watching campers fall.
It's a black site. It's an absolute black site.
Yeah.
It's twisted.
Dr. Quizzical.
What is Professor Quizzical working on for the government?
He's a jigsaw.
Depraved doc.
It was just great when he showed up to yell at his kid, and Ronald just goes like,
Ronald's
just
famous
not...
Dr. Quizzical. What? Go ahead, yell at your kid.
Yeah.
He deserves a little discipline.
And Dr. Quizzical's just like, what are you doing with this whole weird crew, huh?
We were camping in the woods.
Yeah.
I'm a hamburger clown.
And that's our episode there. Mm-hmm. 40 minutes. Was tough.
Yeah.
Would have been a lot.
Merciless.
Yeah. I ended up wearing my motion sick glasses the whole time because I just didn't trust that they weren't going to thrust me back.
Oh, and you did kind of look like the Hamburglar wearing those.
Oh, yeah. So then they cut back to the live action.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And then Sunday has his nice moment because Sunday is still watching scary movies.
Right. He's watching the sequel to the dinosaur movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Ronald is like, are you sure you want to watch this? And he's just like, Ronald, when I'm with you, I'm not scared of anything.
Which is just like a lie because we haven't seen evidence of that yet.
Yeah.
Right. I'm especially not scared of the pandemic, Ronald. Yeah. It's not that big
of
a deal.
The only thing I'm scared of is the vaccine.
It's like a little cold.
Yeah. Prosecute
Bill
Fauci.
Bill Gates' bio robots.
Birdie and I are going to Tijuana after this.
It's April 2020. I should be allowed to go to the beach.
I've had a week. I need to relax. One more thing I forgot about is that the way that they get into like the cartoon world from the live action world is they dive into a ball pit and then they go down like a fun slide. But at the end of the slide, both Ronald and Sunday are both like, that used to be more fun.
Wait, they said
really?
That?
Yeah.
There's like a quick aside from Ronald where he's like, huh, that used to be more fun.
I wonder if it's a reference to, because I actually, as we were recording, I was like, oh, I didn't look into when ball pits entered the scene and when they left.
Yeah.
Because they left at some point.
I do wonder if this is like, oh, we got rid of the ball pits. And like, that's Ronald being like, yeah, they used to be fun, but like, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But now they make everyone who goes in the ball pits be vaccinated.
Check your vaccine card.
If I see another bottle of hand sanitizer, I'm going to flip.
You know you can cure it by injecting bleach.
You guys want to do A to J?
God.
I would say for as cool as this animation looks, I thought this was going to be like fun throwback. This was pretty fucking miserable.
Right. I mean, it's B bad for me.
Jake said, you were like, this is the worst thing we've ever watched.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that I'd have that reaction.
It could have been recency
bias. This was
way
better than Pac-Man because at least this had, because Pac-Man, we talked about it when we were doing the episode, but Pac-Man was like so creatively bankrupt down to like the art where it'd be like Pac-Man would be fishing and it would just be like orange background.
Yeah.
Blue sea with like just nothing.
Yeah, one hit of orange spray paint.
Yeah,
and the only defense I had of Pac-Man was that it was kind of quick.
I was gonna say because I had about the same amount of enjoyment for both of them. Mm-hmm. I prefer the one that was 20 minutes to the one that was 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes was just too much.
This
a lot of shoe
really,
leather,
guys. Actually, back to those Pac.
Well, we disavow the Thanksgiving.
We
can't think back to it because we disavow it.
Yeah.
Actually, Pac-Man didn't make me actually sick.
Okay,
there you go.
For me, this has to. I don't know what I gave Pac-Man.
I feel like we must have given it A's.
We must have given it A's. We really hated it. I can't give this an A. I can't give this
I think I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it an A. I'm gonna give it an A for
worst possible thing.
Ah, real nauseating.
Nice.
that's really pretty good.
The cartoon style is cool, but that live action nauseation up top really set it up for failure.
The cartoon style is what bumped it up to a B for me.
Yeah. I was on board with it because I was on board with the Pee-wee's Playhouse of it all. It was just like the quick, insane cuts. Was like those sets were really cool looking. I'm gonna give this a D because it's not the worst thing we've ever watched by far. I think Halloween is Grinch Night was worse than this.
Hard disagree.
Halloween is Grinch Night is rough.
It was trying some stuff, okay?
Yeah,
there was. I like Halloween is Grinch Night,
and I feel like Halloween is Grinch Night, like they both of these things are trying something because, like, McDonald's Land, they're trying the like live action Pee Wee thing on top, but they bungle it, and that is gonna be my rating.
Also, Halloween is Grinch Night is like so old, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is. Context with other awesome cartoons that were happening at this time. This was right.
This is worse than Halloween is Grinch Night, but I think it's for sure better than Pac-Man. I think it's for sure better than Pac-Man.
It's also like the fact that the animation is good and like the voice actors are good, like should bump it up.
That's what I'm saying. I agree
it's better than Pac-Man. For some reason, I think it was harder to watch.
Would I watch four back-to-back Pac-Mans or this is the question.
Exactly. That's the question. I'm going to say D for don't watch this, but if you have to watch something between this and Pac-Man, watch this.
Don't watch Pac-Man is really good.
Don't watch Pac-Man. D for don't watch Pac-Man.
Yeah, mine's B, Bungled, Buster Kong Save Me.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to say, now that I'm like rethinking about it, I'm going to say C for could have done without the live action.
Nice.
Sunday, hey, can I talk to you for a second, Sunday?
No.
Get over here, Sunday.
Sunday, sit.
I actually think this is tough for me between, because Donkey Kong Country is, I think it's a, you know, comedy treasure. I love talking about watching The Adventures of Kongo Bongo Island, but I think that show might honestly be worse than this.
Yeah, that's possible for sure.
Although, the 40-minute time
Bluster
is tough.
Right, but so bad Bluster it's fun.
Kong. This was like the songs so bad are better than Donkey fun. Kong.
That's the problem with this
nothing,
one.
Nothing competed with Creepin'.
This one looks so good based on like the set design and the animation that you expect more of it. So as you watch it, you're so disappointed. Right. Versus Donkey Kong, you just know what you're getting into. I think Donkey Kong
surprises me in fun ways because of like the animation. Sometimes like the songs are better than you expect, and sometimes the animation is just so weird it tickles me. Just like looking at like the inside of Buster Kong's mouth just like fills me with this weird sense of like offsetting glee. There was nothing even like interesting about this Ronald McDonald special. It was just it was smooth. It was too smooth.
Except for that one buff squirrel. That joke did tickle me.
Shout out to the buff squirrel. With that, we're gonna wrap this one up. I'll be back next week with Dungeon Court. We got our new campaign coming out in a couple weeks, so be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, Caldwell, why don't you take us out?
Oh, of course. Everybody get ready to roll those Grimace's Big Beautiful Lips dice.
Rolling with the Grimace's Big Beautiful Lips dice.
I missed them.